in the limelight.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has advised American people to wear face masks indoors regardless of vaccination status, prompting a political fight in several U.S. states. We're prepared for an article written by Mike Jordan. The piece is titled, America's Mask Wars Return as Communities Split Over New Guidance. Recently, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp used his official Twitter account to say his state will not lock down or impose statewide mask mandates. It was not the first time the Republican had expressed firm opposition to mandatory face coverings to curb the spread of COVID-19. It was also not the first time Kemp's resistance to mask mandates met with equally firm resistance from the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. Hours later, Keisha Lance Bottoms issued an executive order mandating that masks be worn indoors throughout the Georgia state capitol. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said in a statement, "Public health experts overwhelmingly agree and data has proved that wearing a face covering helps slow the spread of this deadly virus." She added, "As COVID-19 rates increase, we must remain vigilant, wear a mask, follow federal guidelines and other measures to ensure the safety and well-being of our communities." The two leaders have clashed publicly over mask requirements since last summer, on Twitter and in courts of law. A year ago, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp filed a lawsuit against Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, stating that the mayor does not have the legal authority to modify, change, or ignore his executive orders forbidding municipal officials from mandating that citizens wear face masks. Businesses in Georgia have attempted to avoid offending customers while trying to promote safety after a period of economic challenges. Many restaurant owners declined to comment on the record, saying, through representation, that the subject was too toxic. Others seemed inclined to strike a careful balance. Chris Green, chief marketing officer of Legends Distillery, which will open in Atlanta's northern suburb in mid-August, said, "Our staff is fully vaccinated, and we rely on our customers to decide for themselves to wear or not to wear face masks." Paulina de la Valette, co-owner of Atlanta's music studio, sent a note to newsletter subscribers saying the company would encourage members to wear face masks but would not issue a rule. She opened the newsletter with a bit of political humor. "Well, Georgia's favorite divorced parents, Brian Kemp and Keisha Lance Bottoms, are fighting again, and we're in the middle of it. Awesome." Brian Kemp and Keisha Lance Bottoms are not the only officials arguing it out. Disagreements over whether people can opt out of wearing face masks are also causing passionate political arguments in other southern states, including Texas. Two days after the Atlanta-based Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, released updated guidance recommending Americans wear face masks indoors, Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order stopping municipalities and government agencies from compelling Texans to do so, or even to require COVID vaccines. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening fines of up to $1,000 against local government entities in Texas days after officials in Austin, Dallas, and Houston urged residents to return to mask wearing. Governor Greg Abbott was joined in denouncing mandates by the Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who said, "The CDC has lost its credibility when it comes to what decisions Americans should make about COVID-19. It's long past time we got back to trusting the American people not on elected federal bureaucrats. Elsewhere in the southern United States, Florida is grappling with rising COVID cases, having experienced a 50% increase in positivity in a week. Still, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he wants parents to decide if their children wear face masks to school, not local government. Late on Friday, 30th of July, Ron DeSantis signed an executive order that allowed parents to ignore mask mandates. A month ago, the governor signed the Parents' Bill of Rights, which he cited on Friday as a legal rationale for his decision on masks. Ron DeSantis's order came after the mayors of Orange and Miami-Dade counties defied him by instituting requirements for facial coverings and, in Orange County, full vaccination for non-union county employees by the end of September. Disney World in Florida also just required all visitors aged 2 and older to wear face coverings, regardless of vaccination status, indoors and in certain modes of its company-owned transit. Carlton Soule, co-founder of G95, a protective apparel company in Atlanta, Georgia, that has been making facial coverings since 2016, said, "It all leads to confusion." Carlton Soule told The Guardian business increased with the need for masks under COVID, so he began making face masks in addition to scarves and neck gaiters. He also said a lack of understanding and education may keep people from fully protecting themselves. He said, "Unfortunately, I think the messaging has changed so much that now you have folks who were supportive of wearing face masks questioning what the hell's going on because it constantly changes." Carlton Soule said he pulled his daughter out of school in Atlanta area before other parents because he was concerned about the spread of the virus. After realizing homeschooling presented challenges he hadn't considered, he sent her back to school. But the experience made him wish things had been handled differently when COVID first began to spread. Carlton Soule noted, "If they would have just said, 'Hey, suit up, be cautious and keep on rolling,' I think it would have been a better way of approaching this. But I think shutting everything down and the politics getting involved just made it so messy and so complicated."